This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. Same thing with if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. There's just a million ways to get with the show. Head up to the website, realside.com. That's where most of it is at. The apps will be finished over the next couple of weeks for Android and Apple and make it much, much easier for you to converse with, get in touch with, and that kind of thing. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I mean that sincerely. If you head up to the website, a couple of ways you can communicate. One is, you know, give me your email address. We send out an email about once a week and just let you know what's going on, who's going to be on, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of thing. You know, not a big deal. But if you prefer text messaging, then sign up for our text messaging. We only do it a couple times a week. Let you know the show's coming up. Kind of a little poke to say, hey, don't forget in a few minutes, this is what's up. And it's, you want to text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. All right. This, look, I'm not going to vote for her. Relax. But since I've heard her speak a couple of times, she's probably the most sane Democrat that's running for president. I mean, I was listening to Joe Biden a few minutes ago, Uncle Joe. And Uncle Joe just has totally lost a grip of reality. You know, he sounds like Obama when Obama was saying the Russians weren't a threat and the Chinese were our best buddies. I mean, totally funny. So Russia isn't, now remember, he's got three strikes against him. ISIS was JV, nothing to worry about. Russia was nothing to worry about. And China were our best buddies. And you have to believe that the Chinese president had to be rolling around laughing when he heard Obama say that. And now Joe Biden's doing the same thing. He's basically saying, hey, look, the Chinese, oh, they got nothing on us. No, they got everything on us, Joe. We owe them all kinds of money, Joe. And they steal our intellectual property. Yes, they steal it. You know how I know that? I was personally, in my business, years and years and years ago, I was personally affected by them stealing technology. And the American companies won't stand for it. You know, they have knockoff software, knockoff product. I have bought hardware and software that turned out to be, you know, knockoff products from China. And they won't stand behind them. China won't stand behind the product, and neither will the American companies. And both times we were beat on software that we bought that was Adobe and Microsoft. And we thought we were saving thousands of dollars, and it ended up costing us tens of thousands of dollars. So Joe is just confused. We don't have a border problem. The president's just a bully. We don't have a China problem. And we should have just left everything the way it was because we were okay. The only thing that he's caused a little stir about, because he knows, first of all, you're not going to sell. 71% of Democrats, I think it was a Rasmussen poll, but it was a recent poll over the last day or two. 71% of Democrats believe in capitalism over socialism. The only ones who really believe in socialism in big numbers are the young people, because they really don't know what it means, and they've had these professors that have brainwashed them into believing that socialism is the right way to go. Not true. Right? So, so the young people are the ones that believe that socialism is something that's going to work. And, oh, the old Bernieites. And there's plenty who believe that Bernie's got all the answers. Bernie hasn't got any answers. Bernie still thinks, you know, we're back in the night. He'd love us. You talk about a man that would like to take us back. He'd like to take us back to the 1950 Soviet Union and Cuba. They had it right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. But Tulsi Gabbard, first time I heard her speak, I was like, wow, you know what? She sounds like a sane Democrat. She was on the Joe Rogan show, and Joe Rogan's got a great show, too. But his a long, I mean, really, one session, his a long. Now, she's a Hawaiian congressperson. She's a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful, Tulsi Gabbard. She had some laughs at the expense of the Clintons for their revived speaking tour. She blasted former DNI director James Clapper, right, during her appearance on the podcast with Joe Rogan. When Joe pondered on who's paying to listen to Hillary talk, which prompted Gabbard to ask, what are they getting out of it? What are they doing? Why are they out talking? You know, when he talked about Rogan talked about the closed door speeches that Clinton had given, saying, I would love to pretend to be a banker, put a lizard skin mask on, go sit with those bankers and listen to one of those conversations that Hillary Clinton got paid $250,000 for. I would have, too. I would love to have a copy of one of those speeches. You can't get one. Right? I mean, the speech probably consisted of, I want to thank you for the $250,000 donation you made for me. And rest assured, when I become president, I won't get in the way of you guys making millions of dollars. It can't be much more than that. Right? And then the never-released transcripts, Gabbard added. Right? People who pay to see a former President Bill Clinton, a former First Lady Secretary, what are they going to do? Who sat there? Now I'm taking over. Who sat there in a room and said, you know what you guys should do? You used to be president. You want to be president. You were secretary. Why don't you go out on tour? Who thought that was a good idea? Or I guess the next question is, how much crack was actually in the room? Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and being with me and being part of the conversation, being here. I mean, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you spend with us, you know, whether you're involved via email or text messaging or whatever it is. Again, you've got to engage. One of my arguments lately, as we're having more and more conversations online, if you would, one of my arguments lately is real simple. Have facts. Do not argue emotion. Don't do what they do. Don't do what you accuse them of doing. And you do it when you simply spew party line. And I'm seeing it more and more on Facebook. I'm seeing it more and more in conversations. Don't do it. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Then and only then, do you have a deep well, I don't want to say in your face, but you know what I mean, conversation with somebody. Anyway, one of my favorite guests to have on the show, Dr. Gerard Lomero, joins me. He's an author, political analyst, an expert on forecast models, and he's the author of five books. Five. I had a hard time getting one together. I don't know how he does it. He's a popular TV and talk radio show guest, and he's just got, you know, I mean, so many things that this guy does that you need to understand. You need to head over to greatnewsforamerica.com. That's his website. You can buy his books there. There's so much happening. Doctor, thanks for being with me. Always love to have you on.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That makes two of you. You and my wife believe that. So, yeah. Hey, listen, I love bringing you on because I know you're in the mix. I know you keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening. I know, like me, you don't give polls much credibility. And when you look at what's happening out there, you've got this thing heating up with China. Now, you're a very intelligent man, and one of the things I keep telling my people is this. Do you understand, first and foremost, our founding fathers never meant for us to be taxed? The tariffs were supposed to run this country. They've got to be fuming right about now, number one. Number two is China has been and continues to take advantage of us with the tariff, if you would, imbalance. Do they not?
Yes, but you know what I think is helping to cause this, believe it or not? They were ready to cave in to Trump and give the U.S. a really good deal. But believe it or not, I think they believe the media. I think the media is telling them, directly or indirectly, that Trump's going to lose the election, that he's not popular, that the polls are right. You know, they fooled people with polls before, whether or not they intended to. People were fooled. And I believe that they're basically pulling back, thinking, well, if we hold out, we're going to get Joe Biden, and just think of the deal he'll give us.
Uncle Joe, who said, China's not a problem, right? Come on,
no,
give me a break. China's not a problem.
Because he gives them everything they want. And so, at any rate, I think that's what's causing the problems. And I think Iran, too, they know that Trump is tough. And they're hoping that because of this possible impeachment that he's a little weak, he's a little soft, he's a little distracted. And so sometimes when our presidents are under attack internally, some foreign enemies try to take advantage of it. But Iran is mistaken if they think they're going to take advantage of Donald Trump, and so is China.
Distracted. I love it. He's been distracted for 2 years and still, you know, made some major accomplishments. So I think they're not paying attention. They must be in a coma themselves. I don't know how you figure this out.
You know what? They believe the mainstream media.
They think
it's gospel truth. And it isn't. We all know how many stories are fake. I like this story today. You know, the New York Times put out an article about the Trump, you know, inner circle was discussing sending 120,000 troops to the Iranian area to protect our interests, you know, the Middle East.
Right.
And he said out in front of the White House, it was nice, to the reporters, he said, 120,000, would I send them? Sure. But if I send them, I'm going to send a lot more because, you know, we're going to do it right. And he said, but, you know, we're not trying to start a war. We don't want a war. But if we need to be there, we'll be there.
I'm not putting you on the spot, but most people don't know where the number 120,000 came from.
The New York Times, it was supposedly leaked to him.
It was, but it wasn't President Trump's plan. This is President Obama's plan.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Trump's plan at all.
Yeah.
They just mentioned that to him, and it was used in the article, because I read the article. I think it was yesterday, last night it came out.
That's great.
And I saw it. And, of course, with the New York Times, the general rule of thumb is you wait 24 hours, have the article refuted, and then you decide how to interpret it.
Well,
you know, Trump called it fake news.
Oh, yeah. He does it all the time, though. He calls them up, makes them nuts. You know, and again, I go back to what I said to you. Is that when you do a little research, you find out that President Obama had asked his Defense Department to put together a plan should Iran get stupid, right? And this was a plan that they put together. All that President Trump said, I mean, President Obama before, but all that President Trump says, do we have a plan to handle this? Yeah, we got one sitting over here that Obama put together. Wasn't anything? Was it like they sat around a table and President Trump said, "How do we obliterate these people? Let's put a plan together." It was already there. This is the stuff that I just find totally amazing that mainstream media will not put all the information out. I love it. I think it's great. But anyhow,
well, they just make stories to fill up newsprint columns. You know, they have to fill up those columns because they're charging advertisers for ads. Yep. So they got to put something there. And if they don't have good connections and they don't have good information, they don't care.
Yep,
it would seem that way because they certainly print a lot of things that later appear to be false.
False? I call them lies.
Well, I think that I'm being very. I try to be very low key, and I try to keep the rhetoric down. You know, and try to be charitable to people.
Yeah. Well.
False.
No. So. A.G. Barr this week, you know, I mean, a bunch of, I just love this guy. He's not playing any games. You know, he's a long-term law-abiding, if you would, official. And, you know, this week, he has decided now he's going to investigate the investigators. No more garbage. And the fellow that he's chosen to look into this has actually looked at the corruption in the FBI and the CIA in the past and won. This has got to be scaring the crud out of the Democrats.
Oh, wow, yes. Let me tell you, though, one thing that I would add to what you'd say. I put a little footnote, and that is he didn't decide this week. This was decided 3 weeks ago. John Durham has been on this case for 3 or 4 weeks now.
Mm.
And he's well on his way, but Barr didn't tell anybody officially. And it came out this week because he chose to tell people that he's doing it. And apparently there are a number of investigations going. They're working together. The CIA director, director of national intelligence, you know, the inspector general, they're all working together. That's great to find out what happened.
Well, let's talk together after the break and talk about some of these investigations and what kind of impact they'll really have on our government and on the election. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. Dr. Gerard Libero will still be with us after the break, I promise.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump traveled to Louisiana to check out a $10 billion export terminal that will liquefy natural gas for storage and export.
We have an America First energy policy just like we have an America First
policy. It's music to people's ears.
The president also talked about the large field of Democrats running against him in 2020.
If I win my race and we get it just the way we want it, and I think we're going to win it big, I'm looking at the competition. You sort of dream about competition like that, but who knows? Who knows? I got boot edge. I got them all.
Donald Trump Jr. has made a deal to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee in about a month. The Republican-led committee had subpoenaed the president's son to answer questions about his contacts with Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Please be engaged. Please listen, get informed. And again, look, I give you as much real information as I can, but you know what? There are other people out there doing the job, too. A lot of us are out there trying to get the information out to you. Take it. Check it out before you regurgitate it because, you know, I don't want to be them. I keep telling you guys that. Let's not be them. And let's make sure that we truly have the information lined up. You know, don't load their gun, if you would. Don't give them the ammunition they need to come after you for being an idiot or for spewing non-truths. How's that? Because some of you, I don't believe, are lying. You think you have the facts, and you really don't. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and, you know, he's accurately and consistently predicted Trump victories long before the pollsters even knew that Trump was running. We'll put it that way. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. He's also the author of 5 books and popular TV and radio show guests. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me. I always appreciate when you're on with me.
I love being on with you. It's terrific.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. Okay. So you had said this once before, and I love it. The Dems are going to self-explode here because they're just chasing. They're like that. What is it? They're chasing that little red dot on the wall. That, you know how you get cats to go crazy every time it pops up? It seems like that's what they're doing. They're chasing every little thing around. And, you know, you were talking about the investigations that Barr has. So you think he has a lot more than just this one going on that we know about, correct?
Yes, I think there are several going on. And I think they have been initiated before we even know about them. I think we're going to hear some results, like the FISA application problem, and people like Rod Rosenstein, who signed the fourth one, Comey signed the first one. And I think there are a lot of people that are in trouble. I now believe that he's investigating Hillary Clinton, and I think he's investigating some of the Clinton Foundation issues and other things. I think basically you're looking at a complete investigation of the other side of the campaign. The people who got off scot-free, the people who leaked information to help Hillary, I think it's going to be devastating to the Democratic Party, but I think everything else they've been doing has been pretty bad as it is. But when it comes out that 10 or 20 people are indicted for crimes committed during 2016 in and about that time, you know, I think that's going to have a major impact on the 2020 election to make Trump's victory even larger.
Oh, listen, I hope that Hillary, for the first time in her career, actually tells the truth. And I think if Barr goes after her and starts amassing a pile of criminal proof against her, I hope she takes down half of D.C. just like she promised she would. Okay? I mean, she, I'm sure she's got a lifetime of information, don't you?
I don't know what she has in that, but there's certainly suspicion that she's been involved in a lot of things that are untoward. How's that for being polite?
Well, listen, you know who's.
I'm nice. I try to be nice.
Well, I'll fix that for you. Hold on a second here. I grew up in Boston where the mafia was very, very, very active, we'll say, okay? And you knew who you couldn't screw with and who you could screw with and who you could get in trouble. I mean, this is the same thing that goes on here. People don't see this. Almost the exact same thing, only it's the government. In essence, and so she was like a mafia king. You weren't going to get her in, and not even if you had stuff on her, you didn't dare say anything because you wouldn't just lose your job; you may lose your life.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, I heard the term Arkansas Mafia many times over the years.
Yep.
And you're right about how the mafia operates, and I'm sure you know with the. I think they're up to about 50 people that have died who know her or Bill and stuff. I'm sure there are people who really believe that they didn't die by suicide, but they were actually, you know, taken care of. And I have no evidence to support that. I just know I hear the rumors. I read the rumors.
Well, you read the papers. You find out how they were involved and what they knew. There was actually... I think it was an Arkansas state trooper, but it was somebody close to the Clintons or Bill that said, you know, he obviously knew way too much, and that's why, you know, he was on his way out, so to speak. But you're right. All that stuff is rumors. There's no actual proof. It's just if it happened to anybody else, you'd be looking at that going, I wonder what's going on there. Now, speaking of the dark side of things, right, Chris Matthews... MSNBC, he is sure that Barr is trying to destroy the government, you know, using the Department of Justice. I'm thinking to myself, wow, not a word out of Matthews in the 8 years of the Obama administration. Not a word about the tarmac meeting. Not a word about... I just went through a whole bunch of things in my mind the other day when somebody was asking me, about why I think Obama's administration was so corrupt. I'm thinking, oh, my God, really? You missed all of it? But isn't it funny how they're flipping it now?
It is funny, but it's hard to believe Chris Matthews is any type of journalist to even come close to the things he said recently here. It's just hard to believe because it just doesn't make any sense. It flies in the face of an incredible amount of evidence that we have that's in the public domain right now. I mean, does he not read the public domain information? What kind of journalist does he just read the New York Times and CNN, listens to them, and then goes on air himself? I don't know, but it's just hard to believe he believes it.
Well,
you know, I just can't think of anybody who's a thinking, intelligent adult saying the things he said.
Well, they all are. Listen, it's really interesting because they can't give Trump credit for anything. They will give him credit for nothing. They can't hint on credit or anything, and it's really funny.
It's okay if they don't want to say good things about Trump, but how can he say that Trump is out to destroy this country? I mean, isn't that utterly absurd? I mean, he's doing everything he can, build up the military, you know, build up the economy, close the southern border so that we don't have a bunch of narco-terrorists coming across. I mean, we had, 200 Cubans come across a few days ago. And that because they're having, you know, terrible economic times in Cuba now. They're starving. And you know, there's so many people trying to get in. And he's trying to protect the border and protect Americans and protect the economy. how does Chris Matthews say that to a straight face?
They use a different dictionary, Dr. LeMay. You know that. They're in a whole different universe. That's why they can't understand us. That's why they think we're so bad.
Well, I'll tell you, they certainly think differently. They're in a different paradigm.
Yeah.
Know,
well, again, I don't know how they keep going down this road of trying to protect the illegals that are coming over the border. You know, they're making a big deal out of the fact that the president is sending out two aircraft carriers to the Iranian area. Why? Because they've been known to do things before. They've been known to start fights before. Why not be ready for it? Do we sit here and wait? I mean, what is wrong with these people? Do we sit and wait till they amass troops over there and start fighting, or do we go and kind of nip it in the bud, if you would?
Well, I think there is credible evidence that they intended to target us, and President Trump is not going to sit back and let them attack American interests or American personnel or American ships. He's just not going to allow it to happen. And the CENTCOM commander is the one who requested aircraft carrier task group to protect themselves out there.
Right.
And immediately Trump approved it.
Yep.
And it happened to be en route to, I think they were going to somewhere else. I forget what spot they were going to go to. And they canceled the shore leave wherever they were and started heading off to the Straits of Hormuz and that. And I think that's terrific that the president is trying to protect Americans and American interests. And good for him. And to say that he's anti-American or trying to destroy the country, it's utterly ridiculous. He tried to run a campaign and beat Hillary Clinton, and he did.
You know what? I love this. It's every decision, every military decision made by the Obama administration was run through a group of attorneys before anything was decided as to what to do. Every military decision made by Donald Trump is run by a group of generals, military men, people who have actually had a gun in their hand, a rifle in their hand, and yet President Trump gets more grief for his decisions than Obama got. Hey, got to go for a quick break.
Yeah.
Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Don't go far. Dr. LeMay will join us on the other side. Really, heat up your coffee. Don't get crazy. We'll be right back.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah. It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
It's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. So much, thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And look, you know, again, I'm going to beat this up because I'm tired of hearing about the misinformation that goes out, even from our side. You know what I'm saying? And so get informed. You got to get engaged with some of these shows. You got to do a little bit of your own homework. Even check me out. I'm not right all the time. I get misinformation from people. But check it out and make sure. Just make sure that you got the truth before you go pounding somebody. Guy that's always got the truth, Gerard Lomero, joins me. He's an author, political analyst. He's an expert on forecast models, and he's also the author of 5 books, been on many TV and radio shows. I always love when he's on with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, happy to be with you. I always enjoy our conversation.
Well, you know, we have new listeners on a regular basis, and if you could take just take a couple of quick minutes and explain the difference between modeling and polls.
Oh, okay. So I do forecast models, things like predicting an election and that, based on mathematical modeling. And basically I look at trends in the electorate. I look at numbers most people don't look at. Registration dynamics, voter intensity, all sorts of different things that are going on. Identity, group, alienation, affinity for the economy, all sorts of different things. I look at data. And polls do things differently. They predict elections by basically making 1,000 phone calls, give or take. And they superimpose this demographic model of the country, and I think they're mainly using 2012 models, and the electorate has changed. And then they superimpose those 1,000 votes on this model, and they don't report the original results normally. They report the, if you will, modified numbers based on their model. But the model is just standard demographics, you know, so many black folks, so many white folks, so many Hispanic folks, and the way those groups have worked in the past, you know, like most black Americans in the past would vote Democratic, you know, and on and on and on. They have their different rules of thumb, and so they come up with a number. The only problem is they can be 20% off if their model is off. Now, with me, I look at current trends that are either long-term trends, intermediate-level trends, or short-term trends. The long-term trends actually go 24 to 36 years. There are big trends that happen. Intermediate go between roughly 2 and 8 year trends. And then dynamic trends are ones that are happening within 2 years of an election. And you put those all together, you get a totally different picture than a lot of polls. And while I was saying things like these polls in October 2016, even back in August 2016, I think these polls are just wrong. Trump is going to be the next president. People said, what? How can you say that? All the polls say she's going to win. And even on election day, it's the funniest thing. Election week, I did 28 shows, which is a lot of shows. And I was on one show in the afternoon on election day, and they said to me, we're going to give you one more chance, Dr. Lomero. The exit polls say Hillary Clinton has won the election. Are you willing to change your forecast and say Hillary's got this election nailed down? And I said, no way. The forecast model says Trump is the next president. I'm sticking with the forecast model.
Wow.
I said, we're going to replay that next week on air with you. I said, fine. And so they did. They had me next the following week, and they played it, and they said, I guess you were right. It was so funny.
You're making them eat their own. I think that's wonderful. You know, I mean, I seriously do. And it's not because I relish the thought that we beat them. And they're so, as you said earlier, it's so true. They're so full of themselves. They're so sure that they're smarter than you, that they know more than you do, that they somehow, because they're better educated, they know better than you do. And it's so infuriating. And especially when you nail them with something, they won't come back. How often do they really, honestly, in earnest, do they apologize?
I don't think they apologize. Even some of the polls said, well, we were really right because Hillary won the popular vote. We were forecasting the popular vote. I said, I'm forecasting the election.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how you win, right? I mean, you win by just saying you win. Look at Abrams, or whatever her name is down there in Georgia. She's the Stacey Abrams. She won the election. Did you know that? Just ask her. She'll tell you.
Well, she lost by tens of thousands of votes.
She lost by 52,000 votes.
Yeah.
And she's still telling people that she won. And you got to sit there and go, my God, that's a sick, that is a sickness.
It is. And by the way, I don't think she's qualified to be president or vice president.
I don't think she's qualified to be governor, frankly. And when you hear her talk and where her mind is at, yeah, no thank you. I'm very, very scary woman. Actually, I'll even do it this way so they can't poke at me. Very scary person. How's that? You know, when you really believe that you're that smart, when you really believe you know more than everybody else at that level. I have a different opinion on things like this. I think when somebody truly believes themselves to be that smart, like, you know, de Blasio up there in New York, I think they become dangerous people. You know, that's my personal opinion.
So you have to know when you might be wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and even I know with the forecasting, I'm like a weather forecaster. You know, sometimes they say it's going to snow. At least they do some parts of the country, maybe not California and that. And I can be wrong. You know, sometimes it may be just a rainstorm. It may even blow away somewhere else. So forecasting has, you know, it's got some problems in a way. I'm not right 100%, but on the bigger things, I tend to be right most of the time, like about 90%. And I've gotten as good as my first forecast for a presidential election. I had 49 out of 50 states correct. This time around, I had every state that Trump carried correct. Because I don't do it by popular vote, because we don't have a popular vote election. I
right.
do it by electoral votes. And that has to do with winning not only each state, but the District of Columbia is a separate election, usually goes Democrat. And then Maine and Nebraska also split electoral votes by congressional districts. So you actually have about 56 separate elections for president.
Now, I know you have a different opinion than most on where Joe Biden sits or stands, but is he, could he, might he be one that can win the, you know, the flyover state votes, if you would?
No.
Okay.
He has no chance of winning the nomination or the election.
Interesting.
Zero. I don't give him any chance.
I believe you. I think it's hilarious that people are loving how much he's rising in the polls, how it looks like he's going to do. You know, their attitude is that he is their savior. And as long as they keep putting all their energy, if you think he doesn't have a chance at all, right, as long as they keep putting all their energy into pushing him over the finish line, God bless them. Let him go for it, right?
Yeah, they're wasting their resources. Think of the early leaders who were the front runners at the very beginning in the past. You remember George Romney? Everybody thought he had the Republican nomination
yeah.
a couple of cycles ago. Nelson Rockefeller. Go down the list. It turns out that the early people usually have a disadvantage. But you know, it's possible that one will win here and there. Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was going to get in 2008, but then Barack Obama, out of nowhere, took it away from her.
Yep.
So, but at any rate, I really think he has no chance. I think it's only going to be an issue of when does he drop out. February, March, I'm not exactly
wow.
sure yet.
What about Buttigieg, whatever he is?
Buttigieg actually, in my forecast model, has the greatest chance of getting the nomination today.
Really? Interesting.
Yes,
okay.
He's young. He appeals to a lot of different special interest groups. He appeals to young people. He's somewhat articulate compared to a lot of them, which are tongue-tied when they ask questions. And, you know, he stands for what they want, and he's a socialist in terms of his policies. Even
right.
if he doesn't call them that, he might try to finesse it so that people don't know it. But most people will realize he's just another Bernie Sanders in terms of the kinds of things he wants.
And he doesn't come off as one of those left-wing nut jobs. He really doesn't. When he's sitting there having a conversation, he sounds somewhat sane and grounded. And you know, so I think that's going to help him, obviously.
Yeah, well, he may be the best looking in terms of his image on TV, and that's the reason why a lot of Hollywood people, the Hollywood money donors, are giving it to him.
Wow.
Although they've given a lot to Biden because he's the old school, and they want to be part of just in case he gets it. But I'll tell you what, Biden's not going to get it. He's got problems, big problems.
All right, real quick, I got so engrossed in our conversation I wasn't watching the clock. Tell people where to find you.
Great News. ForAmerica.com.
Yeah, see, you make it so simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure. Look at next hour if you're going to be with us. America's largest cities are drowning in debt. Guess who runs them? Okay? I'll give you 52 guesses. Your first 51 don't count. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Thank you, Dr. Libero, for being with us. The rest of you,
thank
don't
you.
Go anywhere. We'll be back in a few.